Hello, this is Paul Shree from the Radio Gunners, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Lost my arm there in Shiloh. Then my brother at Cedar Creek. Mama died of a broken heart back in 63. I walked 8 miles to be here. Shared that road with many a soul. North, south, black and white, to see the last man pay the toll. Now that this long dark war is over, there's just one more soul. Nine cars rolling down the iron rails, draped in black for all to see. Please just slow the train down so I may kneel upon the ground that Mr. Abraham is passing by today. He is heading back home with his widow and his son. Rest his weary soul down Springfield Way. After all these years of heartache that made every family feel the pain, fathers, mothers, sisters and brothers, I guess we'll never be the same. 1,600 miles and counting, with thousands weeping by the rails, just to see that old train pass by, with hats and hands and long black veils. Please just slow the train down so I may kneel upon the ground that Mr. Abraham is passing by today. He is heading back home with his widow and his son to rest his weary soul down Springfield Way. Please just slow the train down so I may kneel upon the ground. Mr. Abraham is passing by today. He is heading back home with his widow and his son to rest his weary soul down Springfield Way. Please just slow the train down so I may kneel upon the ground that Mr. Abraham is passing on his way.
On the phone line from Austin, Texas, is Paul Shree from the band The Radio Gunners. Welcome. You've had your single out for a couple of weeks, which is Talk to Me With Your Eyes, and it's now climbing up the European charts, which we're very pleased for you for that.
Well, I am extremely pleased, and I'm going to thank everybody for listening and, adding it to their streams and everything else in support of the record.
Which is wonderful, and I'm sure it's going to go much higher. But you've also got an album out to go with that single, haven't you?
Yes, sir, The Radio Gunners. It's a self-titled album, yeah.
We'll talk more about the album. We'll pick a couple of tracks to play a little bit later on, and we're going to end up with the new single. I've kicked off with Mr. Abraham because that's your current U.S. single. How did the Radio Gunners come about, and how long you've been a group?
We've been a group just about, I guess, about 2 years now.
Oh, so just a short time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Pete and I, the accordion players, started playing together about 4 years ago, as a duet, and, you know, just playing the Austin clubs and everything, doing basically an opening act. And then we were just Pete and Paul. I mean, not a lot of imagination there, right?
Okay.
And then I met Jeff through a mutual friend, and he and I sat down and immediately hit it off. And I said, I got a buddy you got to meet. Then the three of us got together, and within 3 weeks, maybe, we just were jamming all the time. And next thing we know, we had enough to start going out and playing in clubs as a trio. And we floundered for a name. And in fact, we've sworn to secrecy that we will never tell people all the hideous names we were trying to play around with.
Mm-hmm.
But then Jeff happens to be a pilot also.
Okay.
And one day he and Pete started talking about nose art, you know, from the 40s when they used to paint the noses.
Oh, yeah.
On the bombers and stuff. And then what happened is Jeff kind of texted out a picture that he had of a B-17 with all the positions in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the plane is something called a radio operator gunner. And I looked at that and went, wow, get rid of operator, radio gunner. I laughed and I said, hey, we're gunning for the radio. This makes, and then I texted back, and the guys came back and said, yeah. I said, whoa, whoa, everybody sleep on it, and if it's good tomorrow, that's it.
Right. So,
and it also gave us the idea for the artwork for the CD. If you've seen the CD with the, we kind of went for that 1940s artwork for our logo, and even for the CD artwork.
This coronavirus has slowed you down, like it has slowed everybody down in the world of music, because there's nowhere else to play.
It's been terrible. I mean, there's been a lot of events to try and help the musicians here, but I mean, yeah, everybody I know, there is nothing, and the studios are even closed. There's no productions, because a lot of us do, you know, we sit in and do some commercial work, and if you can get a couple hours of studio time, nothing's open. I mean, nothing. There's a lot of people working on FaceTime and everything, and trying to do a GoFundMe and things like that. But the real problem is that all production is stopped. So Austin's also kind of a neat movie place, kind of a lot of indie movies and stuff. All that production is shut down. And so people are hurting. And the worst thing is that some of the awesome venues that everybody played at, like the just last week, Threadgills, which is where Janis Joplin used to play back before she was famous, Stevie Ray Vaughan. I mean, all the great Texas musicians would play at Threadgills. And they finally just filed for bankruptcy and said they're not going to open back up afterwards. It's just been tough here. It's going to take a while for things, I think, to kind of reactivate and open up for musicians again. They may be one of the last ones that actually start getting employment again.
Let's play some music. Now, pick a song from this new album, which is just called The Radio Gunners.
How about Mon Cher, Ma Belle?
Okay, well, here it is.
Hello, this is Paul Shree from the Radio Gunners, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Mon cher, ma belle,
mon cher, ma belle,
mon cher, ma belle,
mon cher.
That's our special guest, Radio Gunners, and Paul from the band's on the phone from Austin, Texas.
Hello, y'all. You know, what we're hoping to do is, I've been, like yourself, a lot of radio DJs have been calling us, asking us to talk, and we think that things will get better, and we may be able to go do some studio stuff here in Texas, because we could drive there, and if we get to small groups, you know, maybe be go in and pop into the studio and do a few things live. Because we are just itching to play.
I saw an email from you to me, or copied me in, where you were thinking about doing a similar thing, but with a video and faces and eyes and things.
Yeah, in support of Talking With Your Eyes, what happened is one of our photographer friends came up and said, you know, let's do, I have an idea for a video, and what we're doing is putting together our friends and other people and just, so we have just a quick 5-second videos. We're going to put those together in kind of a montage. And sometimes people will have masks on. You know, if you, what kind of gets me is that love and everything else still goes on even people wearing masks. I think it's heartwarming when I go down towards. We have some with so proper social distancing. You see a mom and some kids on the swings. We still can have that here. Everybody takes their hand sanitizers and stuff. But, you know, and they're in masks and everything. But you know what? They're still there. There's still a lot of communication. And now everybody's communicating even more with their eyes.
When you are regularly playing, sort of how many sort of gigs do you do a week?
Two or three. I mean, it's when things are good here, before the virus, we did a lot of opening act stuff. And there are a lot of venues. So we were just getting ready, and in fact, we had just finished the album and released it in December, and we were starting to put together kind of an extensive tour and get out of Texas and everything, and unfortunately, everything just kind of imploded. So, you know, it's the way it is. So we are happy that we've got folks like yourself who believe in our music and are helping us promote it and everything.
Well, you're sounding really good. The album's excellent. Let's pick another song from the album.
Let's do Hodo. Okay. It's the one that the very last one, one of my songs that it's one of those ones where I went in and told everybody, here's how I want to play it. And they kind of went, what? And I said, all right, guys, hold on to your hats.
Good. Here it is.
Hello, this is Paul Shree from the Radio Gunners, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Oh,
Get your hodo on. That's our special guest, Radio Gunners, all the way from Austin, Texas, on the telephone. Paul, that's a great track.
Thank you so much.
Good. Well, you know, we're pushing the music over here. It's being played by many stations. Visions of the band, are they something they want to? Would you want to come to Europe and play?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Jeff and I and Pete, we've already talked about bringing the band out there. And in fact, one of the things that I did when I was in England, I became a dual citizen. So for me, getting out there, and I've already kind of started to reach out to some folks and kind of envision. I've got a number of friends who also tour Europe from Austin. Rebecca Lobey, Ray's been out there a couple of times in that area, Ray Prim. And so there is a networking going on already.
Good.
And we were going to do the States and then see about, you know, maybe tail into summer. Just not a huge tour and maybe not huge places, but go on out and trying to do a month and gather some of my friends out there and have them join in on a few gigs. You know, have them fit in.
I don't think we're going to see anything this year with
I know. But in February I had started making calls already. So we are going to get there. It may take us another year before it all works out, but no. I've got some we've got some plans, and like I say, I had even contacted some of my musician friends to come in and sit in with us, because I always love that. I mean, we're as a group, we're really kind of open, and we have a lot of musical friends, and that's always adds that extra spark sometimes, you know, to the gig.
Well, at least we've got loads of music on the album that can be released over here to keep it going until you can physically get here. And I'd like to say thanks so much for talking to us. And Paul, if you could just, we're going to go out with a single. If you could just tell me how that song developed and how it came about on the album.
Yeah, that's one that Jeff had basically written and brought it in to Pete and I. And I remember that we sat down and he played it once too, and I said, all right. And then Pete and I said, all right, let us add this line, and the next thing we knew, we just opened up, and then we brought it in with the studio, into the studio with my son's even playing rhythm guitar on that, and some of the best musicians in Austin to lay down some of the rhythm tracks. And it was always one of those ones of Jeff where he's got the lyric just twists around, and it's one of the ones that's highly people are demanding we play it a lot, because they I think they love it, and it's a big dance tune here.
Okay, that's
great. They love to dance to it. Yeah,
Paul, that's been great talking to you, and wish you well, and you know, keep fingers crossed for the record to keep going up and up and up.
Well, we're working on it, and I want to thank you, Lee, and I want to thank all the fans out there, and just let you guys know, we're going to try and get out there next year. Really are.
Well, we'll speak to you soon.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Paul Shreve from the Radio Gunners, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
How could a simple turn into this? Our lips would be touching right now if a look were a kiss. So keep talking to me with your eyes. I'm loving this conversation. Everything you got me feeling inside is going without saying. I'd stay here and talk with you all night if you keep talking to me with your eyes. Who knows where this may lead, or even if it's real, but your heart is speaking to me with words that I can feel. So keep talking to me with your eyes. I'm loving this conversation. Everything you got me feeling inside is going without saying. I'd stay here and talk with you all night. If you keep talking to me, keep talking to me with your eyes. I'm loving this conversation. Everything you got me feeling inside is going without saying. I'd stay here and talk with you all night if you keep talking to me with your eyes. Keep talking with your eyes. Keep talking with your eyes. Keep talking to me with your eyes.